Welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. 780 years of experience at your service. I got most of those yesterday. Stock market giving us a little agita. Bobby Gunther Walsh, as he exited the studio this morning, said, stock market's interesting. Are people jumping off bridges? Goodness, no. Don't be ridiculous. I saw one guy jump off the curb. Ooh, ow, hey, be careful. Lots of interesting stuff. We'll share a lot of that with you this morning, and we have a very special segment in the 9 o'clock hour, 9 to 9:30, that if you're concerned about your investments, your stock market exposure, after the whole revelation about Jared and Subway, I guess I shouldn't use the word exposure. Oh, geez. Guys, holy cow. At any rate, welcome to More Than Money. If you're a loyal listener, you know exactly how this works. Momentarily, I'll give you a phone number. You get to talk to lovely and talented John. It's just the way that works. Then John makes sure everything's squared away, and then you and I speak on the phone, and we will help you in any way that we are able. We're all about you and how to best serve you. I will also give you an email address in case you like to communicate in a more impersonal, who cares kind of a way. No, I'm kidding. Come on. Email works really, really well. And, we got a couple already. You guys, you are like, and Peter especially, he's almost every week. Okay. I'll give you an email address and I'll give you a website. So if you are just joining us for the very first time, you're going to find that More Than Money was invented to serve you and your financial needs. If we may share any of our 780 years of experience, any of our information, any of our background or perspective in a way to assist you in achieving and acquiring your financial goals more effectively with a little less stress, a little less agita. We are absolutely happy to do that. If your investments are centered on investments, income taxes, estate planning, or the business of your life, if they are focused on your retirement, your ability to retire or stay retired, that's an important part. Your ability to pay for a college education, perhaps, or maybe acquire your first home. We are here to help. If you have income tax questions, though I am not a CPA or an EA, I am an SOB. So there are a lot of initials that you can really use to your advantage. And we'll help you on the tax planning side as well, estate planning, your wills, your trusts, powers of attorney, gifting strategies, long-term health care insurance, life insurance, and lots more. And, of course, your business, starting a business, running a business, liquidating a business for its maximum gain to you. All of those are fair topics this morning. The number you will use, 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. The email address, Gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com, A-S-K-M-T-M. People still ask me, hey, what does the MTM stand for? More than money. Would have thought that was fairly obvious. my wife consistently for years would punch me really hard because people go, MTM? I go, Mary Tyler Moore. Bang! Another bruise. Sweetheart, if you keep telling them Mary Tyler Moore, they're not going to know it's more than money. Again, I thought it was fairly obvious, but actually, you know, it is fairly obvious. And this is where this is like the true confessional part of More Than Money this morning. And you're up early. It's a gorgeous day. Oh, my gosh. The sunrise was amazing this morning. Absolutely perfect morning. Perfect August morning. And you're lucky you're up this morning because this is the true confessional part. I had the biggest crush on Mary Tyler Moore. Oh, my gosh. And I didn't really watch Dick Van Dyke Show when it was originally aired. It was college when I got into Dick Van Dyke, which was, 10, 12 years, 15 years after it originally aired. But it was on rebroadcast and Bewitched, too. Oh, my gosh. Elizabeth Montgomery. No, that was I Dream of Jeannie. And she wasn't, she was not hard to take either. Let's see, Elizabeth Montgomery, Mary Tyler Moore, and Barbara Eden. Barbara, look at me. True confession. The only reason I can do that is that I know my wife's already in Pilates class this morning, or kettlebell, one of them. She and Chris are working hard already, so I'm okay. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have a special half hour or so discussion about alternatives, investment alternatives. If you're looking at the stock market right this moment and going, what the? You're saying, I guess we're just kind of floating in the ocean. We're just kind of, no. I can give you half a dozen off the top of my head. I can give you half a dozen alternatives to simply feeling the pain. So we have a special, for those of you who have stock market jitters, you're going to want to be here between 9 and 9:30. We'll give you some really good insights. 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones. We talked to Renee. Renee, good morning, sir. Good morning. Renee?
I'm Jim.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's got the names wrong.
Yeah, you got that exactly right, Jim. My apologies. I'm looking right at...
I asked him, I said, is there two or three people in line? He said, no, you're the first one. So I said, okay, put me in.
Good job. So John's fired. And Jim, good morning. How may we serve you, sir?
Gene, I was watching an infomercial on television or on computer yesterday.
Yeah.
And day before yesterday, I'm sorry. And they were talking about selling puts on the stock market.
Sure.
And he said, all you have to do is go into your stock brokerage account, check off the word puts, put in one or two, and up comes the code number for the specific stock. And when you close it out, you automatically get the money that you put in. And then if the put goes down, you bought the stock. If the put goes sideways or up, you got the money.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that simple or not?
Oh, goodness, no. Goodness, no. If it were that simple, everyone would be making money on puts. The bottom line is a put or a call, either one. These are options. These are purchasing options based on your perception of what that stock will do at some point in the future, go up or go down. The risks can be pretty significant because your relatively small amount of money, either that you're getting for selling a put or that you're paying for buying a call option, is multiplied by the movement of the stock. So you may only pay 10 cents a share, but if the share goes up or down 20 cents, your movement could be 100% loss or 100% gain. So the opportunities for ups and downs are dramatic. Whenever there's an opportunity for dramatic ups and downs, that means risk is higher. That means that your opportunity for losing money is significant. The use of options has been around a very, very long time. I have the same opinion that I have had since the very first year that I've been as a financial advisor, which is this is best left to the professionals. And even most professionals, it's my understanding, don't make money on selling puts or investing in calls. So is it simple to do mechanically? Sure. Mechanically, fairly simple to do. Is it simple to make money? The answer is no.
Aha. That's what I was kind of wondering, that they seem to say, oh, it's so simple on the infomercial.
Indeed, all you got to do is ask William Devane, just buy gold. It's that simple.
Last week I told you don't buy insurance, buy the company. I just bought more of the company this morning.
God bless you. And you got a bigger bargain today than you did last week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gene.
Jim, thank you. 610-720-7900. Give us a call. Talk to John. Maybe he'll get your name right. Maybe he won't. It doesn't matter. Come on. We'll work this out. Gene at askmtm.com. Gene at askmtm.com. Deja vu all over again. Morethanmoneyonline.com. I should remind you that you can use the website as well on your smartphone and your tablet, workstation. If you've got friends, family, kids, grandkids further afield, maybe you're here, mom and dad move further afield just to get away from, I mean, no, just, please. Harsh winters, honey. Honey, we love you. We just want to get away from the harsh winters. Yeah, you bought that. Anyway, let them know that they can log on, morethanmoneyonline.com, and they can listen live, hit the red listen live button. Ask questions, hit the ask Gene button. Pretty simple stuff. Pretty simple stuff. Peter sends me an email, and Peter writes, who should my grandson talk to about his future in business? He's 28 years old. He's doing well so far, but he's not happy, not excited about his current career, and is looking to make a shift, but doesn't know who he should talk to about business. Okay, a couple ideas. Number one, certainly send him to me. Happy to talk to him. I mean, how many people do you know have 780 years of experience? That's fairly unusual. One of life's great mysteries. I've done that for many, many, many of our More Than Money family folks over the years. I probably will do, oh, I don't know, a dozen or so a year. Interviews with young folks, some in college, some right out of college, some as this young man is, 28 years old and kind of in the business, but not really doing the kinds of things he was hoping to do in his business career. And I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to do that. Folks were very kind to me as I was a young person coming up. As many of you know, if you're a longtime listener to More Than Money, my journey from the youngest of six children of a carpenter and his wife to a host of More Than Money. And my wife gives me permission to say I'm the boss at, at MTM Financial Group is nothing short of a miracle as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely brought to me by the grace of God, absolutely the grace of God. And the instruments of God's grace have almost always been wonderfully kind people who took the time to, with absolutely no advantage to themselves, I guarantee you, spending time with me when I was in my teenage years and early 20s was a challenge. It was not a benefit. Because as a lot of folks in their younger years, I already knew everything. And I could explain it to you. And I was more than willing to explain it to you. And explain why you're absolutely wrong. See, you know, I had all of the skills that would make you want to grab me by the throat and toss me down a flight of stairs. It was, but folks were very, very, very kind. Very, very kind. And took me aside and gave me great counsel. It is often hard to hear that kind of counsel. It's often hard to kind of get your head around people who are trying very, very hard to help you, but they're telling you things you don't want to hear. That's tough. We had a young man, college, going into his senior year. This goes back 3 or 4 years. His grandmother asked if I would do a similar thing. Would you sit and talk to this young man? He's going to get a degree in business from a nice school and like to kind of get him on the right path. And I said, sure, come on. Kids are great and they're fantastic and we love them. And well, I didn't love this kid, to be perfectly blunt. He was greeted as any of our guests in our office would have been greeted. He was treated very kindly. He was ushered into a conference room and offered refreshments. And when the time came, I opened the conference room door and he was texting and persisted in texting for about an hour and a half. Now, it wasn't an hour and a half. I'm an old guy. If it went 25 seconds in my head, that's an hour and a half. Because it's a good lesson to learn that if you're what's the word? Imposing, perhaps, if you're receiving the benefit of a favor. That's another way to say it. If you're looking to, and I mean this in the proper sense, take advantage of an opportunity to learn. It's very important to be respectful. Excuse me. And my old-fashioned, stick-in-the-mud, from a different generation opinion, sitting there with your head down and your little thumbs tip-tapping away. And then, so that was first error. He made an error. Hey, we all make errors. But then he made the fatal error. He finished his text an hour and a half later, put his phone down, and he looked at me like, I'm ready for you now. Without as much as an apology, an explanation. Hey, that was my mom. She's going to be picking me up later. Hey, that was grandma. I'm going to be picking her up later. It was nothing. It was, okay, I'm ready for you now. Except, no, he wasn't. Because the only lesson he learned that day was, if you are not appreciative of opportunities that are brought your way, they end really quickly. Yeah, his opportunity ended with the blank stare. And I said, it's been lovely meeting you. And I escorted him to the door. And I'm sure to this day he's confused as to why I was so rude. Interestingly enough, his grandmother was not confused at all. Yeah, I was afraid of that. I was afraid he was going to do something like, she knows, come on. Now, grandma's got to love you. Employers, we don't got to love you. It's that simple. We're pretty lucky at the MTM World Headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth. We're very, very lucky that we have this great team, and they're wonderful people and quirky. We use the word quirky a lot. Wait a minute, they use that. Oh, yeah, they're talking about me. So, hey, quirky fits. It absolutely fits. And God bless us, every single one. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Some of you know that a couple weeks ago we were on vacation, my wife, two youngest daughters, and I. And we were out west, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, lots of places. Fantastic. Goodness, what has happened since we came back has just been dreadful. The wildfires out there are unbelievable. The heat index. We were at Lake Powell for a few days, and I think the highest temperature we saw was about 90, 91. And in the last couple of weeks, it has been averaging like 107. Now, Phoenix at 108, 110, 112, that's fairly normal. They're on the floor of the desert. Phoenix, about 3 days after we came back, had a dust storm. They got a YouTube video posted from the top of Camelback Mountain right above Phoenix. It's like something out of a movie. It was like from The Mummy. I remember seeing, was it The Rock that was the star? Yeah, The Rock. Good guy. Yeah, I watched it. Come on. You know, the kids were watching, and I just happened to be in the room. Are you kidding? Come on, I love that stuff. Gosh, the EPA causing their own toxic waste spill into the rivers out there. And we spent time in the Colorado. We spent time in those rivers. Beautiful, pristine. And to think that those idiots, my apology, those government idiots, you have to show the proper respect. The U.S. government idiots, because you know what? There's a lot of governments. We don't want France angry at Gene because he, hey, do not mix us up with him. He is his own man. Okay, sorry, that sounded a little bit like Pepe Le Pew. A lot of people out there going, what? Pepe? 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Saber rattling in Korea, that'll get interesting. Indeed. A couple of moments, we're going to give you an update on last Sunday's event at Iron Pigs and give you a couple dates that you're going to want to secure. But, okay, I'm reading this correctly. David, is responding to a discussion we had last week about cost basis. And you might have, if you were with us last week, you might remember that this young lady was very upset because her financial advisor sold a $52,000 position for her. And she's 52 grand on top of her income, is going to push her into a higher bracket. She's pretty angry. As it turns out, that's not exactly what went down. And her tax ended up being very, very modest indeed. Well, David writes, and he starts out with his title, subject line is, "What a pain." What a pain. You know what? I get it. In his description, he talks about, thanks for your discussion. Well, that's a nice way to start. But what a pain capital gains taxes are. He sold a position for $24,600. Originally going, he's got no records. And so if the IRS says, if you have no records, you paid nothing. Now I get that makes no sense, but that's their position. And then you got to fight them. So if the entire amount is taxable, the tax is $3,690, according to David's calculation. As it turned out, hearing the discussion about capital gains and about how to kind of get your sense of your cost basis, he spent the time, that's the what a pain part, spent the time, went back in his records. We actually gave him a little bit of help because most of his records were in his tax files year by year by year. And found out, hang on to your shorts, his cost basis was actually almost double what he sold the mutual fund for. His cost basis was $46,800, and he sold it for $24,600. Not only does he not owe almost $4,000 in taxes, he gets a tax loss carry forward of about, what, $24,000, likely to save him another three. So he went from, I owe like $4,000, to what a pain. saves the $4,000, likely to save another $3,000. By the way, what a rotten way to save $7,000 in taxes. All you had to do was lose $24,000 in a bad investment. Ugh, painful. 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones. We talked to Chris. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Gene.
How may I serve you, sir?
Hey, I'm have some money with a financial advisor, and it's sitting in cash right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what would the I tried to get a hold of him yesterday, but I'm sure he was busy answering questions about the bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if where you think that type of investment should be going.
Oh, it absolutely depends on what your long-term strategy is or your long-term goal is for the money. Is this going to be retirement money? Is it long-term money? Is it short-term money? What is it for
it's
you?
Retirement. It's in a 401(k) or IRA.
Oh, very good. And you are how old?
53.
So you've got minimum 7-8 years before retirement?
At least, yeah.
Yeah, I would think this is an opportunity for you. Now, again, you've got to fit this into your entire investment structure, your entire investment portfolio kind of picture. It's very important that all investment decisions be made in the context of what's best for you. But on the little bit that we just discussed, it would make sense, at least on the surface, to go into a growth position. That's typically stocks or real estate or commodities. Conveniently for you, everything in those three sectors is kind of in the downward mode at the moment. So if you were to commit some or all of that money to those kind of things, is it likely that you're getting in at a lower position, kind of a bit of a bargain? It's likely. No one will ever know until it's all said and done, because is it possible the markets are going to work their way lower? Sure. Is it possible they turn around on money and go straight up? Sure. No one knows. But considering your time frame, that it is retirement income or retirement assets, that you've got that 7-8 year minimum kind of a time frame, I would think you'd want to go into the growth positions. If your advisor is full service, he or she may have access to ETFs. If you go into mutual funds early Monday morning and the markets go up nicely for the day, you're not going to get any of that because mutual funds will not buy you in until the end of the day. But if you use an ETF and you have that conversation with your advisor, say 10 o'clock, and it looks like the markets are going to rebound a little bit, he will be able to buy in for you at 10 o'clock. In the long run, the next 30, 40 years, is that going to make a huge difference? No, but it's satisfying. It's a nice feel if you can get in at that bargain level at the moment. So it's certainly worthy of a phone call to your advisor, and it's certainly worthy of him returning it to you. If he doesn't, let us know. We'll be glad to help.
Okay, Gene. I'll make sure I keep that in mind.
I appreciate that.
All right, Gene.
Thanks, Chris. Take
Thank
care.
You.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye. Interestingly enough, lots of balls in the air yesterday, but mostly we have, as you might suspect, hundreds of clients at the MTM World Headquarters. We got four phone calls. Two, hey, hey, little nervous, kind of concerned, hey. The other two, hey, great opportunity. We got some cash in the accounts. Let's put that into the market. Let's get a real nice opportunity and see if we can go a little bit higher. So interesting, interesting indeed, what the response is. And now I get it. That's anecdotal. That's just, one advisor's experience. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Voice of an Angel, Natalie Merchant, saying, hang on in because this is our half-hour break. You're half an hour into this edition of More Than Money. If you'd like to join us, 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, and morethanmoneyonline.com, all available for your use. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to talk about 5x5 powers. No, it's not an X-Men sequel. It's a very interesting idea. And what do you do if you're 81 years old and you've never been involved in the financial aspects of your life, and now you have to be? We're going to answer both of those questions and all of yours after this on More Than Money. I'm bound to thank you for it. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money Radio. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, 780 years of experience at your service this Saturday morning, needing every single one of those. Every single one of those. As you well know, the markets tumbled this week, down about a little over 5%, as I recall. Let me see if I'm giving you that correct. Off more than 5%, sure. A little more than 5%. Oil prices dropping, ended up around 40. It actually dipped below $40 a barrel momentarily yesterday. And, interesting stuff. I was up all night, a little sleepy, up all night, fixing the stock market, so it'll be all ready to go on Monday. If you believe that, I got some real estate for you. Down around Baltimore. I'm just picking on them. Come on. The Chinese issues have an effect, of course. The specter of the Fed raising interest rates, that has an influence, of course. Oil prices, of course. Bobby Gunter Walsh has his own theory. We just were discussing that on the break. And I declared his theory 61.5% correct. It's got a lot of there's a lot of moving parts. You don't have this kind of a pullback without a lot of moving parts. And Gunther's theory begins with a dysfunctional government and a criminal in the White House. And you go, okay, that's jumping in there. So there's a lot of different issues. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk through some alternatives. If stock market jitters have gotten you down, we're going to be happy to share some insights into actions that you may take. Actions, it's all, you know what, if you feel like you're a victim, feel like you're a cork in the ocean, feel like you have no control whatsoever over your future, that stinks. If you know you have options, if you know that there are actions that you can take, that gives you tremendous more, Mr. John, confidence and optimism about the future. You're going to want to stay with us through the 9 o'clock hour. Last Sunday, so many of you, oh, you're so kind. Oh, people are so nice. We were at the Iron Pigs. It was 2,000 degrees there. It had nothing on Phoenix. Oh, my gosh. It was blisteringly hot. Didn't matter. 200 of our closest friends were in attendance, all wearing our More Than Money T-shirts and More Than Money Take a Kid to the Ballpark Family Picnic T-shirts. And we filled up a section. Lots of folks come by going, why are all those folks in those shirts? And then we would turn around. They go, oh, that's so cool. And a lot of folks were very kind to the young folks, the young people that were there. These are kids that under normal circumstances might not ever get to a baseball game, professional baseball game. And what better place than Coca-Cola Park? Iron Pigs, fantastic. We got made sure they had great seats, lots of food. Oh, my gosh. Kids can eat. Oh, wait a minute. That was me. And lots of food. Lots of great friends, and we partner with Rotary Club of the Stroudsburgs, and we appreciate their help as well, and the entire More Than Money team, Joanne Moore did a fantastic job coordinating with Dennis Jeter and keeping him on track, and then keeping him on track again, and then getting him back on track, and then keeping him on track. Joanne's very detailed, and I very much appreciate how that really, really does help. She's also our office mascot, Harley. That's Harley's mom, and she is training Harley beautifully. Harley just had her first birthday last Saturday. We had a birthday celebration, of course. At the MTM World Headquarters, we will celebrate everything, and actually we've celebrated things far less fun than Harley's first birthday, so we were happy to do that. She picked Panera Bread. I don't know why. I was thinking she'd lean towards Alpo, but nope, we were there. So thank you for your support for last Sunday. It was a fantastic day for all you who stopped by, all those who put an arm around a young person and bought them a hot dog. Thank you so very much. You were very, very kind. Circle two more dates for me, if you would. September 11th. It's a Friday this year. We will be at the MTM World Headquarters again in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth for the Bobby Gunther Walsh Show. Gunther will be there at 5 a.m. Oh, my God. Which means Gene is there at 4:30 a.m. But for good purpose, we're raising money, of course, for the Wounded Warrior Project as we have these last few years. I'm going to double-check the numbers, but I think our cumulative fundraising so far, about $130,000. Last year, another record. We're hoping that you'll support us again this year. Please join us as well. Yes, bless you. The pledges are fantastic. We really appreciate that. Some of you, oh, the generosity. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Folks coming in with hundreds and thousands. Wow. And wonderful folks with fives and tens and 15s. Hundreds of you helping us out. Thank you so very much. But if you can be there, especially between 8:30 and 9, again, we're going to have an honor guard, military honor guard, do a 21-gun salute at the, what, about 8:47, 8:48 when the first plane hit. It was our first time having that last year. It was very, very moving. Very, very moving. Young lady across the street from our headquarters. We're in a wonderful area. We're so blessed. Folks who had the building before us become great friends, and they build a wonderful building. They got it all ready for us. God bless them. They used it for years, and now it's our home. There's a young lady, a neighbor across the street. She is widowed. Her husband was Navy, I believe, Admiral. And last year, before the 9/11 event, I went over to let her know, hey, we're going to do a 21-gun salute. I don't want you to be scared. I don't want you to be distressed. And she was so kind and so gracious and so thankful that that we would step up for the young men and women in uniform. And goodness, her husband spent his entire life devoted to the service of our nation. She spent her entire life supporting his ability to serve our nation. And for her to be appreciative is kind of, it's kind of humbling. But she'll hear those volleys again this year, and hopefully you'll be there for that. The folks who were there, I guarantee you there was not a dry eye. Perhaps you'll come and join us. And then circle also September the 13th. Our friends at the Allentown Area Corvette Club are holding a Corvette and all Chevy show, which is fantastic. It's at the Steel Stacks. And they raise funds for the Pennsylvania Wounded Warrior Project, along with a number of other local charities. They're very committed to raising funds that help the Lehigh Valley. I'm very impressed, very, very impressed with their commitment. They love Corvettes, and they love the Lehigh Valley. Those are two things that are pretty cool. So circle that on your calendar. If you need more information, we can get that to you. Just shoot me an email. We'll get that to you. And Jeff and his cohorts, I'm sure at some point shortly, we'll get them to give us more details about all that good stuff and all the fun that they're having as well. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Apparently this is a lady. Tommy can also be a lady's name. If I'm reading this correctly, she is 66, and she is the recipient or the beneficiary, the income beneficiary of her uncle's trust. The trust has $814,000 in principal. At her death, it will go to her uncle's nieces and nephews. So she's a niece, so I guess it goes to whoever's remaining. Okay. She needs more income. To this point, she's been taking no income whatsoever. And her question is, there is a 5x5 power or 5x5 provision that she's not 100% understanding, and would like to know if she can generate more income from the trust. It appears that you can. It appears if, now let's back up for a moment and let everybody know what a 5x5 power is. It is very common when a trust is established that there are two types of beneficiaries. The first is an income beneficiary, someone who would receive the income from a trust, typically on an annual basis or some variation of that theme. And then there's the residual beneficiary or the remainder man beneficiary, however you may want to look at that. It's what happens when the income beneficiary passes away. So in this case, young lady, 66, very young, likely to be with us 30 or 40 more years, has the right to take income from the trust, and at her passing, it does not go to her heirs. It goes to other nieces and nephews, her cousins, apparently. So 5x5 powers, a 5x5 provision says that a beneficiary, an income beneficiary, has access to an income stream of either $5,000 or 5% of the principal, whichever is larger. In this case, 5% of the principal would be about $40,000 a year, obviously significantly larger. So in most, if not all, trusts that I've seen of this type, each year the trustee sends to the income beneficiary a reminder, hey, do you want to take income? Up to this point, she has said, no, thank you. I'm not sure why, but up to this point, she has said, no, thank you. And as a result, the trust is growing, and the persons that will benefit from that are her cousins, and her passing. Her family will see no benefit to that at all. Her need for more income is very, very simple. All she need do is say, hey, I would like my income. And if it's $5,000 or $40,000, that's up to her. That is not a trustee decision. That's up to her. That's what that 5x5 provision entails. By the way, in addition to this basic $5,000 or in this case $40,000 or anywhere in between that she is eligible for, in most cases, nah, I won't say most because I'm not sure that's 100% true. So let's say in many, many cases, a trust like this will also say, if you need more income for health purposes, for example, or welfare purposes, hey, the roof fell off of my house and I need more help, there's the possibility that this trust could provide additional income above the $40,000 provided in this provision. So, young lady, yes, can you get more income? It appears that you can. It appears it's already built into the trust. It appears all you need to do is request it. If you're not sure that you're getting exactly the right answer from the trustee, make sure that you counsel with an experienced estate planning attorney, and they can review the trust for you, tell you exactly what your rights are, so that you are on firm footing. 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones. We talked to Bob. Bob, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning? I'm wondering, with the Chinese meltdown, can that totally destroy our economy because we're so deeply invested in China? Actually invested here, they own part of IBM. Look what happened to Apple stock. And in New York City, they're putting major money into construction in New York.
Yeah, Bob, I don't think the word meltdown is completely accurate in this case. Has the Chinese economy had a significant pullback? It has. Is it totally unexpected? The answer is no. There are a lot of us and a lot of particularly analysts that have spent a significant amount of time in China who have said for quite some time, you know what, the Chinese government's announcing they're growing at a 7% rate and we don't see it. There were too many weaknesses in the evidence to support the fact that the Chinese economy was doing as well as they were claiming they were doing. Okay. Back in June, the Chinese stock market started to take a tumble, which ended up in it dropping by a full 35-40% in a short order. Now, does that help the American economy? No, in no way, shape, or form. Does it necessarily hurt the American economy? The answer is not necessarily. Nothing has much changed, with the possible exception of the devaluation of their currency. By devaluating their currency, that made their currency a little more attractive, which means that their exports, what they will be selling around the world, will be a little less expensive, which means that the imports that America sends to China, our exports, their imports, will be a bit more expensive. So there's going to be a little bit of an imbalance there, perhaps in terms of trade balances. But is it likely to cause a tumble? The answer is not likely. Is it indicative, however, of some weaknesses around the world, around the globe, in terms of growth opportunities? The answer is sure.
Okay. Can I ask you another question?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Because we, you know, under the Bush administration, they borrowed, what, $3 trillion for the Iraqi war. And
yep.
Under the Obama administration, they've been borrowing money, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we owe them, what, maybe $7 or $8 trillion, I'm just assuming.
I'm sure it's a lot of money. I don't know the exact number either, but it's a lot of money.
And also we're importing, what, 95% of their goods. You realize that, too.
Well, we import a great deal from China. Again, I don't know that 95% is the right number, but we can agree it's a lot.
Yeah, and also with the stock market down, didn't that hurt a lot of the IRAs and everything else, you know, where people, their retirement programs and all?
Oh, in some cases, I'm sure that is the case. In other cases, I'm sure it had very little effect. So we can't paint with too broad a brush, okay. But is it a concern? It's a concern.
Thank you. I appreciate your kindness and your answers. Thank
Bob,
you very
thank
much,
you.
Sir.
We appreciate your call. Take care.
Thank you.
610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. More than money online.com. Very reasonable questions. lots of concern, lots of misinformation. A lot of folks are out there going, well, they own America. No, they don't. Goodness. They're buying a lot of real estate in New York. I bet they are. The last time we went through something like this, and I absolutely understand, why would you remember? I would remember. It's my job. About 2.5-3 decades ago, Japan was riding high. Japan was buying everything under the sun. There, I'm sure there were half a dozen magazine covers. Magazines, you guys, you may not remember. Magazines were these things that they printed, and then they would send them to you monthly. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. And they were full of ads and stuff. I know. Like, what? How crazy is that? And magazines, they were written 3, 4, 5 months in advance in order to be able to be printed. So by the time you got them, they were out of date. It was crazy. Instead of like logging on and getting 7 minutes ago, crazy talk. I absolutely remember Time Magazine, Newsweek, gone toast. Cover articles going, Japan owns America. They paid huge sums of dollars, all of which went into the pockets of Americans. And within a few years, as the real estate market pulled back, in some cases they walked away from those projects. In some cases they ended up selling at huge losses. Didn't work out that well. Well, it worked out just fine for the Americans. Not so much for the Japanese. So there have been times in the past where it appeared that international interests were taking advantage of American weakness. Is it possible China's trying to do that? Sure. In light of their financial struggles, is it likely that they will call the debt? The answer is not likely. In many cases, the folks that we trust are indicating that China may look at the IOUs that America has written as their most valuable possessions. When their own stock market drops $3 trillion in 4 weeks, they may go, we should be putting more money where we know it's not going to drop like that. So lots of issues, lots of different collateral issues, no question about it. I think one of the more significant collateral issues, and we'll talk about this more in the next half hour as we focus on stock market jitters, is the issue of oil. There was, and Glenn Beck, oh, yay, yay. It's not that he says stuff that turns out to be just flat out wrong. It's that he says stuff with 100% conviction, spoken to him from God, then forgets that he was wrong. And will say something the exact opposite with 100% conviction, spoken to him from God. It was not many months ago, 18 months or so, where he absolutely swore up and down that America was going to go to hell in a handbasket because oil was going to $140 a barrel, gas was going to be $6 a gallon, Americans would not be able to drive to work, our economy would collapse. Get yourself ready, the train's coming. Not only did that not happen, but starting at June of last year when oil hit 117 a barrel, it has collapsed to under 40 at one point yesterday. And now what does Glenn Beck say? Oil's going to nothing. And the American economy is going to... Oh, geez, dude. I mean, I love the guy. I love the person, but... Be like me talking to Dr. Levy and trying to explain to him about orthopedic surgery. That involves bones, right? I'm done. Oh, goodness gracious. How much time there, sir? Real quick, 81-year-old lady, sweet lady. I have spoken to her now several times. Her husband, sadly, is now in a facility. His cognitive faculties have now departed. He has not, but they have. And she must take over the family finances, and she has never done this before. She's not sure about the investment. She's not even sure where to start. And I'm going to give her the same. I'm going to share with you the advice I gave her. This is not something that you need to do alone. And that's what's causing her fear. He had always done this. She has never done this. She fears what will happen if she makes huge mistakes. There's no reason for her to make huge mistakes because the first thing she can do is assemble a support team. I strongly believe that one of her children should be, and we've talked about this, and there are a couple of very good candidates that are willing, absolutely willing to help mom. Oh my gosh, they want to. Have someone you trust. Start putting together a team, investment advisor, financial advisor, perhaps CPA, EA, attorney. Make sure you have a good, solid team, and make sure you have somebody walking next to you that you trust 100%. If it can be your son or your daughter, that's fantastic. Do not feel that you must do this alone. Folks, top of the hour coming up. In the next half hour, we're going to talk about stock market jitters and what you may do, what options you have, what actions you can take to put your mind at rest and your heart at peace. So do not miss the next half hour. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com if you want to join the conversation. After this on More Than Money.